Today is Thursday, the 10th of July, in the 14th week of Ordinary Time. In our journeying this day, keep us, Father, in your way. Can you make this your prayer today? We are all on a journey with God. You might like to pray to know God's closeness, here right now, and never to lose sight of it. To let yourself be loved, enlivened, and guided by God. Today's reading is from the Gospel of Matthew.
As you go, proclaim the good news. The kingdom of heaven has come near. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. You received without payment, give without payment. Take no gold or silver or copper in your belts, no bag for your journey, or two tunics or sandals or a staff, for laborers deserve their food. Whatever town or village you enter, find out who in it is worthy. And stay there until you leave. As you enter the house, greet it. If the house is worthy, let your peace come upon it. But if it is not worthy, let your peace return to you. If anyone will not welcome you or listen to your words, shake off the dust from your feet as you leave that house or town. Truly, I tell you, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah on the day of judgment than for that town.
This passage reflects the specific ways in which the first century apostles were to carry out their mission. In what ways is spreading the gospel today the same? In what ways is it different? You received without payment. You didn't pay to become a Christian or to know God. What difference does this make to your response to all that God calls you to? This passage assumes that an apostle will bring a sense of peace that will share itself with a worthy house. Can you recall times when you have been able to bring a peace to others, or they have brought peace to you? Listen again to the ways in which Jesus wants his followers to act, and notice what most strikes you about them.
As you go, proclaim the good news. The kingdom of heaven has come near. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. You received without payment, give without payment. Take no gold, or silver, or copper in your belts, no bag for your journey, or two tunics, or sandals, or a staff, for laborers deserve their food. Whatever town or village you enter, find out who in it is worthy, and stay there until you leave. As you enter the house, greet it. If the house is worthy, let your peace come upon it. But if it is not worthy, let your peace return to you. If anyone will not welcome you or listen to your words, shake off the dust from your feet as you leave that house or town. Truly I tell you, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah on the day of judgment than for that town.
Speak finally to Jesus about how far, or not, you see your own life reflected in this passage. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be.
World without end.
Amen.